Let's talk about Riverside.fm, the leading podcast and video creation platform that's changing the game on how creators record content. Riverside.fm allows you to record studio quality audio and up to 4K video on their platform. Now you can interview a guest 1,000 miles away and it'll sound like you're sitting in the same room. It's as easy to use as Zoom, but gives much higher quality audio and video recordings. Did we mention that they have a mobile app? This allows guests to connect directly from their phone and record content from anywhere. After your content is finished, you can easily grab clips to share them across your social media channels. So if you're looking for a hero platform for all your recording needs, from podcasts to webinars to other video content, you should be using Riverside FM. Sign up today so you can focus on your content and leave the quality to Riverside FM. Use promo code SHIPIT and receive a 30% discount on your first 3 months of your subscription. That's promo code SHIPIT to receive a 30% discount on the first 3 months of your subscription. Back to the show. Welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. I'm Josh and I'm joined by my co-host Tobias. We are here today late. It's a late episode. It's almost a week late, actually. We are debating recording this on Saturday night, like we said I think we were going to do. And after this, hopefully our schedule should be back to normal. I would say we'll probably record this, no really point of recording an episode this weekend because we just recorded this one. So maybe the next one will be next weekend, but we'll see. We'll kind of take it as it comes, but hopefully your episodes will consistently be, on the weekends. It was due to a few things. First of all, well, blatantly, we just
suck.
We suck just like the Knicks. Forgot to record last Saturday. Toby went to the game on Tuesday, said, "Oh wait, we forgot to record." I was like, "Oh yeah, well, you can't record tonight. Wednesday night, I was sick. I'm still sick. So if you can tell the difference in my voice, because it's not doing so well. So I do have a cold, but that's how committed I am to doing this podcast. So I'm here, doing that. But I mean, I brought it up, Toby. You went to the game on Tuesday. Knicks won, so it seems like you got to go to every.
Yeah,
you got to go to every Knicks game now. Knicks home game.
We would still find a way to lose because we suck absolute balls. I mean, no, it was so fun though. Like, I had the time of my life. You know what I mean? It was a really great intensity. I did kind of had nosebleed seats. We were like up 200s, like almost at the
Listen,
top.
Listen, the garden's a garden. The garden's a garden. Those tickets are very expensive. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, 100%. We got them like super far in advance, and we're still sitting in the nosebleeds. So, but it was super fun. You know, it was like the songs, and when Obi Toppin was dunking, you know, the energy was really, really high, and it was really, really good. Like Bing Bong, like all that type of stuff. It was a great game, and we won too, and it was a close game, and the bench carried us like normal. So I mean, yeah, it was super fun.
I want to know, did you hear a Big Bong from like other Knicks fans? Were they doing it as you left or something like that?
They were not really doing it as we left as much, but more like during whenever we hit a three, they put on the board Bing Bong, like, you know, the main.
Oh,
like,
wow. Really? So it's really that big.
It's getting big. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, damn.
But when we were leaving, everybody was like singing, "Go New York, go New York, go."
That's super cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's super cool. So I mean, we did leave you, listeners, on November 7th, which is when the Knicks played the Cavs. I don't really want to go into these games that much. Besides the wins, we can go through individual numbers. I would say for the losses, I really don't need to look at points, because in that, it's a loss in my mind. I don't need to see how Obi Toppin or Julius Randle or Derrick Rose got a certain amount of points in a loss. Toby, do you agree or you disagree on that?
It's a loss is a loss, and Julius Randle sucks, so.
All right, so let me run through this real quick. So Cavs, or do you want to split? You do. So
You run through it. I got to do something real. Give me a second.
Okay. You're doing your deep research here. Okay, so I will run through it. Cavs beat the Knicks. Unbelievable. 126-109. It just looked like a poor effort. It looked like we were tired. I didn't like it.
personally, you know? So they lost
it
that
game. It was not a good game. And Mobley went off on us. Rubio went off on us.
Oh, my God. Rubio scored. Why does Ricky Rubio have to score his career high against the New York Knicks? Goddamn 37 points.
And I picked him up, like, immediately afterwards, and he's still balling. Like, he's gotten, like, an average 30 in fantasy for me, and he's been so good. But, yeah. It's not against the Knicks. You dropped 37, 3, 10, and 1 steal, so a little bit annoying.
Moving on to the next one. Knicks beat the 76ers 103-96. It was a good group effort in this game. But the main star here, Julius Randle, putting up a double-double, 31 and 12 rebounds.
He played really well this game. I mean, it was bad because we almost lost and they didn't have Tobias Harris or Embiid. So I still like this. In my mind, this is still a loss of a game. Because their team should not have even been as close as they were, and we didn't play good enough. Like, we haven't been recently, and we didn't play that good enough that game.
Toby, don't forget about Ben Simmons. Come on, man. He wasn't there either.
But Ben Simmons is out of the picture right now. Yeah. He's not going to be back on the Sixers ever again, I don't think.
Like I said, that the Knicks were going to lose to the Bucks on home court like they beat them the week prior. They did, 112-100. They come back, lose another game, two in a row to the Hornets 104-96, and you know what? I mean, nothing more to say here besides that Miles Bridges, Gordon Hayward combined for, what was it here, 48, I want to say. So good for them, man. And 46. Then 46. Mm-hmm. And then we move on to winning one against the Pacers, the one that Toby went to, basically. And that was really a group effort scoring. No one really stood out. Kemba had 16.
Mostly a D game. Like, we held them really low in points. It was great, and mostly a bench game too. Our bench has been really dragging us through some of these matches.
Knicks held the Pacers to 10 points in the fourth quarter of that game, while they outscored them 23-10. And then we bounce back and get a loss. That was yesterday when we're recording this Thursday night. This will be out Friday.
Magic too.
Magic extend their record to 4-11 as the Knicks go to 8-7. We are almost at 500.
And I just want to mention the Magic are 4-11, and two of their wins are to us, are against us, and both of them are away wins. They're at the Garden against us. They've won two times at the Garden. This cannot happen. Last year, this didn't happen, and it's not good. It's definitely not good.
So we mentioned Randle. Obviously, he's trending backwards, right? We saw him last year be an all-star player. And this year we're like, okay, like, let's see him go all NBA or something like that. Be one of the best superstars in this league. But no.
Yeah.
Has a bad plus minus right now.
Really bad. It's like one of the worst in the league, I think.
Trending in the wrong direction, and that's the problem. So what do you have thoughts on that?
I don't know.
Besides the obvious.
Yeah, I mean, he's not even shooting that badly, really. I mean, he's not making the free throws, and I think it's a little bit with the calling. He's not getting the calls that he wants to, and we've been seeing that for a lot of players this year. And I don't know. He's just not really performing what he should be, you know? I don't know. It's weird with him.
Yeah.
You see completely different Randles in some nights. Some nights he drops like 30 points and he has a great game, and then other nights he's just very quiet and drops like 10 points and he seems like he's a bench player for your team, when in reality he should be our star.
I agree. I do agree with you. I want to say that the next thing is our bench. The New York Knicks bench. I just got really close to the mic there. I heard my mic in your background.
Oh.
But anyway, here's the deal. Our bench has been carrying this team. We have got bad scoring in the beginning of this game. Mm-hmm. We have not scored, you know, the percentage has been low. We come back in the third or fourth quarter, the second half.
As our bench comes into the game and they just carry us, really.
And it's the defense of our bench. The defensive intensity has been lacking. That's my opinion. Toby, you could talk about that in a little bit, but I definitely would agree that,
I think the defense has been good. These last two matches, we we've really held them to like around 100 points. We held the Pacers to 84. That's a really good defensive game, if I may say so myself. The defense really isn't all that bad. It's just the fact that we're not producing any offense, or we're not shooting the three like we should be. Yeah. And that's why we're, and I think the main reason why we're losing games right now is because we're not shooting the three.
And they're just getting ahead of us early in the match, like early in the game. Falling
down behind, and we have to try to come back, and it just doesn't really work.
Yeah.
So I guess we're just going through all the bullet points here now. So the next one is, you put that Fournier is overpaid.
Oh, which, 100%. Fournier is so ass. Fournier sucks. Okay? And he's making so much money. 4 years, $78 million deal. Oh, nah. And he can't hit a three to save his life. Like, that's like my biggest problem with him.
What is this more out of the anger because he was on your fantasy team? Like, I just need to hear it here first.
No, he's shooting 2.250 from three, okay? That's really not good. We brought him in to be a three-point shooter, mm-hmm. okay? He's averaging 12 points a game, three rebounds a game. Like, he's not good at all, okay? He's playing 28 minutes and averaging 12 points. That is terrible.
You want me to read you? I got a stats, by the way. Okay. Evan Fournier, last seven games. This was November 18th. That's today, right? All right, perfect. Yeah. Up to date. 7 points per game. 37% from the field. 23% from the three-point line. Played five total minutes in the fourth quarter. Benched enter. Oh, my God. I can't even talk. Benched entire fourth quarter in the last six games.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a reason Tibbs is benching him. It's because he sucks. It's because he sucks.
Well, you know who else sucks? And this is perfect because it's a perfect transition. You want to know who else is on this tweet? Kemba Walker.
Kemba is much better than Fournier.
You need to stop talking right now because that's not the point. Kemba Walker last seven games, 9 points per game, 38% from the field.
Okay, but they 22, obviously...
Let me finish. 22% from the three-point line. Played 10 total minutes in fourth quarter and benched entire fourth quarter in five games. Go.
I mean, they obviously aren't mentioning the Hornets game because he dropped 26 then. He also dropped 16 versus the Pacers. Only five against the Magic, but it was.
This is points per game. So there, it's called math, buddy. Now, I'm not good at math.
No, let me tell you. You said last, what, seven games?
Yeah, last seven games. He's averaged 9 points per game. So that obviously includes the Hornets game.
Okay. But
Yeah, you got nothing to say now. You got nothing to say now.
Nah, that's a bullshit stat. That's not realistic.
Yep, okay, definitely
that's
not realistic.
That's not actually true.
I wanna read you this stat is from Stat Moose for everyone listening. They are a verified source. And also their main bio is to save time because all they have is stats. That is their main thing. The name of the thing is Stat Moose. That's the name of their company. They have 219,000 followers and they are verified. I just wanted to let everyone know. So this is very legit. It's a lot of Knicks fans actually in these comments going, ugh, this sucks. And actually one comment here, you might agree with this, Toby. Fournier is a good shooter, but if you watch his games in Orlando, you figure out he's not just a shooter. He can create his own shot. New York doesn't understand that quite yet. So there you go. Oh, okay. So this is perfect because there's another Instagram comment. Or Twitter comment, excuse me. So another thing that we put in this beautiful bulleted list here is that who... Or,
Just say it.
You ready? Okay. Derrick Rose is the best point guard on this team. Yeah. Best point guard in this team. You disagree, I'm going to read you this stat. We just read Kemba averaged 9 points per game last seven games. Okay. Well, D. Rose, he averaged 14.
And I'm not saying D. Rose is a bad player. Listen to me. I love D. Rose. Okay, he's probably one of my favorite players in this team. But if we're talking about, like, in the long, like, term consistency wise, we all know Kemba is the better player to have starting, and he is the better point
guard. Yeah, we're talking about right now. Derrick Rose is a better point guard.
And right now, I think Kemba is still a better court guard. I mean, on any single day, Kemba easily outscore Derrick Rose.
I'll even go on the basis of saying Derrick Rose has been the best player for the Knicks this season so far.
That is completely wrong. Okay.
Okay. Who has been the best player on the Knicks so far this season?
You gotta give it to Julius Randle. Okay?
That's a lie. See, I don't agree with you. I think he's been the most clutch player. Julius Randle hasn't been clutch. Derrick Rose is hitting game winners. He is getting game winning shots. Cold. Oh my god, I'm about to cough again. Cold. He won us games, Toby. Julius Randle hasn't won us games. He hasn't come up with the clutch three-pointer, the clutch layup yet, the clutch fadeaway that we saw a lot last season. Derrick Rose has, and that's where my point stands. You can go now.
Okay, that's fine. But if we look at the stats for the season, Derrick Rose is averaging 12.7 points a game, okay, in 22.6 minutes. Then we look at a player who I think is our best player this year, RJ Barrett. Okay? Sure, he's only averaging 16 points.
Didn't you just say Julius Randle? You just changed your...
No, because I think it's RJ Barrett. RJ Barrett has had so much stride. Sure, he has the off night every like 3-4 nights, but he is, I think, the best player on his team. He can get to the rim. He can shoot the three. He can dish the ball. I think he's the best player on the team. And I think he's better than both, what's his name? Randle and Rose, in my opinion.
Listen, I don't agree. I mean, that's why we have the podcast, though. That's why we have the podcast, so. Really seems like Evan Fournier left his talents with France in the Olympic Games this summer.
I think so, too.
Uh-huh. So, I just... Listen, we differ on opinions, so that's all I got to say. Also, yeah. It's not about stats. That's just my comeback there. I really don't have much to say besides you're right when it comes
to
stats.
The fact that Derrick Rose is washed and he is
not... He's not... See, why are you calling your own player washed?
Because he is washed.
He's so good. What are you talking about?
He's washed. Derrick Rose is not the best player on this team.
He's so good.
Thinking that he plays in our second line.
All right.
He plays against the opponent benches. So that, yeah. Like, if he started, I think he would get so many less points per game than what he gets right now.
All right, Toby, one thing real quick. We don't need to get canceled. That's like one thing we don't need to get, so.
I don't care.
I don't think what you just said, but we'll just keep going.
What did I say?
Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
Talk about it after. Maybe I'll be able to edit it out, and then this will just sound very weird, but I don't think I'll be able to. So let's give you a happy update, okay? We got a happy update, and then we have a sad update. The happy update, Miles McBride. He dominated his G League debut. He put up 25 points, a game high 9 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. What? A game high 9 assists.
Probably like 2 steals. I
think. Maybe no, I'm reading this wrong. But yeah, he got 25 points. No, but
it's. I mean, it's really nice. Right. I think
he put up 25. Right. No, I'm going 25 points, 5 rebounds. I don't know how many assists because there's 2 separate things here. Knicks. Westchester Knicks won 104-98.
First one of the season, by the way, too. They were 0-4 up.
Oh yeah, they're pretty trash. But he finished the contest by shooting 10 of 24 from the field, including 2 of 9 from the 3-point range, in 41 minutes of action. So McBride played a lot of the time. Tobias, you have your sad update. Apparently, you want to let all of our listeners know of your sadness.
Well, first I was going to talk about McBride. But you rudely interrupted me, and then you just skipped to the next point, too. So it's just like a double doozy, but whatever. So I was going to say McBride. I don't understand why we didn't put him and, honestly, the other rookie, forgot his name, into the G League like
Zeus?
Earlier.
Oh, wait, yeah. That's Zeus McBride. You're talking about the shooter.
Some no-name. Okay, let's be honest.
He's not – oh, my God. You're really trying to, like – We're not – this podcast is not going to go anywhere if you're going to keep on doing this.
No, it's not like that. I'm just, like, a little bit upset at my Knicks right now, okay? But anyways, I don't understand why they didn't send them down to the D League earlier. I mean, they obviously were not getting minutes on our squad. They weren't really, like, in our rotation at all. They played like some garbage minutes in like two games. And I think if you want them to develop, they need to get minutes. And the only way they're going to get minutes is in the G League. So they should have sent them down to the G League much, much earlier. Much earlier.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sal.
You know what I mean? All right. So it's a tough time. Another reason why I'm a little bit upset right now is because it's a tough time in sports for me, okay? I'm a Mets fan. That isn't going well. I'm a Knicks fan. That isn't going well. And I'm a Giants fan. And that isn't going well either. You know, it's just like, you just watch loss after loss after loss after loss. And it's just not really fun to watch sometimes. You know what I mean? I'm sure some of you guys are in the same boat as me. This guy over here is a Yankees fan, but we're not going to get into that right now.
This is not a baseball podcast, so you are right with that statement. Were you talking about Sims? I don't think so, right? You were talking about the other...
No, Sims gets minutes because all of our centers are injured. That's why you can't send him down to the G League. I'm talking about... Not Sims. I'm talking about McBride and...
I know. What's his name? We're just that unqualified here.
Quentin Grimes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Where was he picked?
25.
Okay. We're just that qualified. We're that good. Takes us 5 minutes to find players.
Okay, but yeah.
You're screwed. We get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sucks to suck, as you said before recording.
I guess we'll say quickly, he's finally found his jump shot. I mean, beginning of the season, he could not hit a three to save his life. He was like missing the barn with like absolute bricks. But he started to come on in the game that I went to, the Pacers game. He drilled like 4 for 4 from three and really almost won us that game late.
Stop using your AirPods and clicking them, if that's what that is.
Oh my god. Yeah, he drilled a bunch of threes late and it was really good. I think that's the reason we won that game, because of him. And I mean, yeah, he's finally like going back to the form that we saw late last season, and I think it's really good for us if he can continue down this path.
I would agree with you. I think he's been doing pretty well. And I think you're right. His three-point percentage is getting better, right, to say the least. Now, I mean, I think he also plays his role. He doesn't hog the ball. There is no one that hogs the ball on this Knicks team, which is a good thing.
Except for Julius sometimes.
Yeah, but, I mean, he did deserve it. He doesn't deserve it anymore. That's
right now. No, I mean, he's just not really in a groove right now. I think he could definitely pull it back. I think he'll probably average like 26 in the season, and I think he'll have a good year. But
it's early.
Tough stretch right now. It is really early. We've only played like what, 15 games, so it's really hard to like judge our whole season based off these games right now.
So are we going to talk about how there is one player on this team that needs more minutes? That is OB goddamn Toppin. The man has a Twitter video every night. He has another dunk up the repertoire. I don't understand how...
He's insane.
He is playing in the dunk contest during the regular season.
And I want to mention that when I went to the Pacers game, you know how they do like the dunk line as like a warm-up?
Yeah.
He hit a 360 windmill in the dunk line, and it was... the whole stadium went, I think, almost as crazy as
arena.
They did during the match.
Or Garden.
The whole arena. You know what I mean.
Madison Square Garden, yeah.
The Garden went as crazy as they did during the actual match, okay?
There you go.
Match? Yeah. Okay. I'm not even going to... I shut up. I muted myself.
I mean, I know you play tennis, Toby, but, you know, you went from stadium, which is what Major League Baseball and football is played in, to then arena and then to Garden. You got there, and then you said match and not game. I mean, you can consider it a match. This isn't soccer or tennis.
Hey, post-editing Josh here. Basically, it really sucks, but the last, I would say, 5-10 minutes of both of our audios got overlaid or overlapped. I don't know the exact right words to use, but basically, I talked while Toby talked, and he talked while I talked. I don't know why that happened, but it's really, really annoying. But I didn't want to put him through all this again, and I want to put myself through all this again. So basically, I'm just going to kind of quickly run through, although it's not the best thing, you know, everything, the rest that we talked about in this episode, super, super quickly, kind of, basically. So the first thing, I think we talked about Toppin a little bit before this. He needs more minutes. That we kind of went through that.
a little bit as well. I think I already talked about the Miles McBride situation, how he kind of teared up the G League, you know, in his debut there. And Toby also wanted to mention the tough stretch coming up for this Knicks team. It's going to be the Bulls, Lakers, Suns, Hawks, Nets, Bulls again, Nuggets, Spurs. You know, I mean, these next three teams are not as good. Spurs, Pacers, Raptors, we can beat them. I mean, we could beat these other teams too if we want to look good, but we'll have to see. And then it's after the Spurs, Pacers, Raptors, it's Bucks again and Warriors. That's a huge game. Nets actually just lost to them recently, earlier this week, so that's a huge one for them. And then Toby also had a really good point, it sucks that he's not here right now, about do the Knicks need another superstar, a star in a trade for someone. We talked about this last time, but he wanted to really nail down, it's different, right? We were at the top of the East, that was, I think, in the title of the episode. We were 6-1, the New York Knicks were, I believe at the time, maybe, but we were definitely first in the Eastern Conference. Now it's different, because it kind of looks like we need one. I said yes, he said yes. I wanted to make sure, as long as we're not giving up that many younger stars, like Miles McBride, I think he's a good future of this Knicks team, then sure, I'm fine with doing that, so I have no problem with that. Then we also talk about our next five predictions. Don't trust us when you're betting. We aren't old enough to bet yet. Give it two more years, and maybe you know, maybe we'll help you out there with the betting side of things. But with our records, yeah, we're both 3-7. It's a problem. We know. Okay, we get it. We understand. This Knicks team let us down like we let you down. Okay, that's the way I can phrase it. So, Josh, Tobias, both went 3-7. Next five, we'll go through it right now. Rockets, both of us have us winning. Come on, we need to beat the Rockets. They're the worst team in the Western Conference. Bulls, both have the Knicks losing this one. The Bulls right now, 10-5, third in the East. Next game after that is Lakers. I have the Knicks losing this game. They're on the Western Coast, right? I want to say they're in California. No, they're home. Lakers are here. I apologize, but I still think the Knicks will lose this game regardless. Toby has them winning. I wanted to split it a little bit. Suns, yeah, we both have them losing. You know, it is what it is. Suns, they're 11-3 right now. They only have three losses on the season. They're in second in the NBA. And the Hawks, this is a good one, right? We're in Atlanta. We're not able to win any games, right? Last year in the playoffs against Atlanta. But they're not looking so good this year. They're not looking so good this year as they are sitting 12th at 7-9. 12th in the Eastern Conference. Knicks sitting in 7th. I have them losing still. I think Atlanta's still a really good team. I think they'll get their, you know, their home crowd just like they got it in round one last year. I have them losing. Tobias has them winning. Good job, Toby. You know, it's funny, though. He did make fun of me. I have them losing 4 in a row and 4 of their next 5. But we'll have to see what happens. I hope I got everything down here. And hopefully we will see you, happy Thanksgiving. Because we'll probably see you after, or you'll hear us after that point. We don't know when yet. Toby's going away, I believe, for the weekend. So I was thinking of doing it Saturday night, but maybe not. We might do it Sunday. We might do it Monday. We'll have to figure it out. Obviously, you'll know. We'll let you know on the Twitter. We have a Twitter? Yes, we do. Go follow us on Twitter, at TCTNS Official. That is TCTNS, and the O is all capital. Official, under capital. Not capital. Lowercase. There we go. And also, so go follow us there. Subscribe. Drop 5 stars. We would really appreciate it. ShipItStudios.com/CityThatNeverSleeps. That is ShipItStudios.com/CityThatNeverSleeps. What is that? That is all the places you can listen to the podcast. So please go there if you wanted to see where everywhere we are on. And I think that's everything. I know I keep on saying I'm hoping that that's everything we covered. Apologize for the issue. Hopefully it won't happen again. But for Toby, for Josh, we'll see you next time. Again, enjoy Thanksgiving, and let's go Knicks.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.